The Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Judeans gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Amen. I greet you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to begin by saying Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies here and those who are following on Zoom. The mothers are the great shepherds of the families. Amen. We live in a world where lots of voices demand our attention. And sometimes they come to us one at a time, but other times they come all at once. The voices are very real, and they seek to drown out the clear and definitive voice of God at work in Christ Jesus. The voice of Christ is once again loud and clear, but the Judeans seem to be hearing other voices. He keeps telling them who he is. He has done so many things in his ministry, but they keep hearing other voices. And this Sunday is called the Good Shepherd, the Good Shepherd Sunday. And I'd like to reflect on this text with my own lens of the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd and how it has been shaped by my experiences this past week. I do not want to be too personal, but I would like to share with you the junctions of my life this past week and that have led me to come to realize that the sermon I need to hear today is the Good Shepherd. And I think this text fits very well to me and maybe many others here today. And I'm not blind that this text comes during the time of the Easter, post-Easter events. And as we have begun to shout, "Christ is risen." And I'd like to share this text in two areas that I think are very important to me today. One, I want to reflect this text showing that the resurrection is a safety, but I also want to share this text in relationships that we have within ourselves and with God. Resurrection is protection, and resurrection is safety. So this past week, I received quite a number of messages from my home country that were very disturbing in my life. First, I received the news that my own cousin sister died unexpectedly. And when I was going through that grief of this dear sister I grew up with, the next day I was told that one of the greatest educators who have been my inspiration over the years, and I actually passed through his hands, passed as well. This really affected me so badly. And the third day, this was happening consecutively, the third day, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Zimbabwe lost one of its retired bishops. And again, I worked under his leadership. This really teared my heart. And at that time, it was the time in which myself, I was battling with COVID and flu at the same time. I didn't have strength. I was so down. My body was weak and all that. And in the process, I was reading this text about the Good Shepherd. And this morning, I am preaching to some of you who have known hard times, who have been afflicted by disease and lost loved ones. We have not felt protected from loved ones who abuse or belittle you. And again, I'm not blind that today we have John and Vera's family, and indeed we have lost our beloved Vera. And I want to say to John and the family and others that we have a great good shepherd in Christ Jesus. Amen. So, as we see, this text comes in a setting when Jesus was asked a question with the Judeans. The Judeans come to Jesus and say, "Hey, Jesus, stop keeping us in suspense. Stop keeping us in the dark. If you are the Messiah, just tell us straight out." And as you know, the whole discourse in John chapter 10 is the Good Shepherd. And it was a result, Jesus was making a response to these questions of the Judeans in chapter 9. Because it was after the incident when Jesus healed a man born blind. And that disturbed them. And they wanted to know exactly who Jesus was. They're asking Jesus' identity and if his power is verifiably from God. You see, we are a people of doubt. And many people of faith experience doubt. And these people were also doubting whether he's he or he's not or he's something else. We doubt. Naturally, we doubt, and sometimes a lot. We doubt our abilities to overcome difficult situations. We doubt whether our friends or parents are aware of our pain we are going through. And we doubt God's presence in our lives and our connections with God. Especially when we lose our beloved ones, is God present? Is God alive? Where is God in all this? Doubt and questioning are normal parts of our lives as a people and as persons of faith. And we see in response to this question, Jesus is telling the doubters that he is one with God and that he knows his followers and that they know him. Knowing is a very important word in John's gospel. And he is using the same vivid image of the sheep to describe his followers from the Good Shepherd passage. And like the sheep, his followers are protected by one who is more powerful than any thief coming to do harm to them. And again, we begin to see As I said, resurrection is safety. Safety is essential. And Jesus is showing that to the followers. Safety is essential in so many ways, even in our lives, professionally, personally, spiritually. Safety is very important. With whom do you feel truly safe? Literally safe. And safe with your truth, who you are, who you want to be. Safe with your concerns and with your grief and your sorrow. Safe with your celebrations and joys and dreams. And safe with aspirations, hopes, and accomplishments. Safe with your fears and your body and your mind. Safe with your thoughts and your concerns and your needs. I want to say this morning, resurrection is safety. And of course, from the death's grief. But it is also safety from the grief that could overwhelm hope and anguish that could crush our spirits, the loneliness that might isolate the soul. Resurrection is safety because the shepherd sees it to that our needs are fulfilled. And there's no safety when your basic sense of what you expect from your life, including being safe, is not met. And Jesus is giving us that assurance today. Resurrection is safety because the shepherd is totally committed to the well-being of the sheep. And further, resurrection is safety because the shepherd knows his sheep intimately. As we see the last 2 weeks, the empty tomb is a promise of that protection. Not from the truth of life, but for the sake of the truth of your life. And what is that truth? That you are who you are. That God loves you and you and your needs are met in every moment of confidence and in every moment of self-doubt, that you are indeed a sheep of Jesus' fold, and nothing, no one, and nothing, no church, no institution can change that ever. So the same Jesus who, with the staff of his words and actions, leads us over the rough paths in life is the one who also, because of Calvary and the empty tomb, forgives us and welcomes into a life that in so many ways has lasting significance. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And the second thing that I want to share this morning is the relationship that we find with the Good Shepherd. The scripture we read today is about this relationship. He knows them, each one of them. I grew up in a farm, so I know the characteristics of a good shepherd, the characteristics of a shepherd. I know how they behave when they are sick, when they are lost, when they are looking for their young ones. I know how they behave. My animals understands me. And I know you might not be, you have been close to a farm, but you have got the pets. They know you. They can hear you. Even from a distance, they can smell that you are coming and they are happy. Because there is a relationship. If you always abuse your pet, it will never come close to you. You will become an enemy to your own pet. But there is a relationship that we see with our own animals, with our own pets. And Jesus knows us best and loves us the most. Jesus speaks of the relationship that binds him to the sheep. And he insists on the fact that in a relationship of mutual knowledge, and he says, "My sheep listen to my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will not be lost." And reading this sentence carefully, we see the work of Jesus is expressed in some actions. He speaks. He knows. Jesus gives eternal life. He guards. This kind of important characteristics in Jesus. So the Good Shepherd, Jesus, is attentive to each one of us. This is really a cause of thanksgiving today, because he is so attentive to our needs. Sometimes we human beings, no matter how much we may express our love to each other, we may not be as attentive as we want to be. We are not. Whether your husband or your wife, we are limited, some are. But Christ Jesus is attentive to each one of us. He seeks and loves us, knowing the depths of our hearts, our desires, our hopes, as well as our failures and our disappointments. He welcomes us and loves us so deeply and intimately. That is, he offers the possibility of leading a full life without end. And moreover, he protects us and guides us with his love, helping us to cross the impervious paths and sometimes risky roads that arise in the paths of our lives. Again, because there is a relationship that we see in this, there are verbs and gestures that the people and the followers needs to do in order to complete that relationship. They listen to my voice. They follow me. Listening and following. These are the actions that show how we must respond to the tender and caring attitudes of the Lord. Listening and recognizing his voice is in fact implies that intimacy with him, joined in prayer. And this intimacy which opens us to speak with Jesus and strengthens us with the desire to follow him. You see, these words communicate something so deeply, and they communicate a sense of an absolute security and immense tenderness. Our life is fully secured in Jesus' hands and the Father, which are a single thing, a unique love, a unique mercy revealed once and for all in the sacrifice of the cross. To save the lost sheep, which we are all, the shepherd became the lamb and let himself be immolated so as to take upon himself and to take away the sin of the world. And in this way, he has given us life and life in abundance. And because of this, we are no longer afraid. Our life is now saved from perdition. Nothing and no one can take us from the hands of Christ, because nothing and no one can overcome his love. Jesus' love is invincible. The evil one, the great enemy of God and of his creatures, attempts in many ways to take eternal life from us. But the evil one can do nothing if we ourselves do not open the doors of our hearts to him by following his deceitful deceits. So the good news that we see in this text is that we are gathered and guarded for love and redemption. And to be gathered in such a name, to be known by our own names, by the name that is above every name, is a cause of thanksgiving. Jesus owns us and he knows us by name. And when I mean by name, I mean by your very name. As gracious, he knows us. We human beings love it when someone knows and remembers our name. You know, I like when you greet me, I want you to say, "Hey, gracious." I like that. You know, you have been with me for years, and that really shows a relationship. And Jesus, our good shepherd, knows our very name, and we delight in that simple fact. My fellow siblings, I want to invite you into a relationship with God where you receive the gifts of God's unmerited grace and forgiveness. And this morning we're reminded again with the gift of baptism. And soon we will come forward to the table where we receive again the gifts of grace through the sacrament. God will not abandon us. Jesus will hold on to us through all things, that God will never and ever let us go. There are so many times when life conspires to make us feel unsafe and unworthy and in the face of these harsh realities. But there is even greater reality of God's undying, unconditional and unyielding love. My dear friends, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. No one will snatch them out of my hand. No matter how crazy or difficult or stressful or scary your lives are, nevertheless, God chooses you. God loves you. God accompanies you on your way and will hold on to you through all your life and through death into the new life of God that God offers in his resurrection. May God bless us all in Jesus' name. Amen.